And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of September, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who asked that his epitaph read, "If after I depart this veil you ever remember me and have thought to please my ghost, forgive some sinner and wink your eye at some homely girl." Henry Louis Mencken, H.O. Mencken, born in Baltimore on this day in 1880. Popular journalist of his day, wrote about con artists and attacked chiropractors in the Ku Klux Klan, and most of all attacked Puritan morality. He called Puritanism the haunting fear that someone somewhere may be happy. And he wrote a book called The American Language, came out in 1919, a history and collection of American vernacular speech. It's the birthday of the publisher Alfred A. Knopf, New York City, 1892. Started his publishing house when he was 23 years old. He became the publisher of Franz Kafka, Sigmund Freud, D.H. Lawrence, James Baldwin, Theodore Dreiser, Langston Hughes, and his favorite of all his authors was Willa Cather. It's the birthday of the author of The English Patient, Michael Ondaatje, born in Colombo, Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, 1943, grew up in an English colonialist family. The English Patient, set in Tuscany at the end of World War II, about the relationship between a mysterious, badly burned patient and his nurse. And it's the anniversary of the Battle of Marathon, took place on this date in the year 490 B.C. King Darius I of Persia was determined to crush the cities of Athens and Eretria because they had burned the Persian city of Sardis to the ground. He wanted revenge. He sent his armada to capture Eretria, and then his forces moved on toward Athens. The two armies met across the plain of Marathon. The Athenians, outnumbered by the Persians, they were hoping for reinforcements from Sparta to arrive. The Athenians defeated the Persians in a rout, and a Greek messenger named Pheidippides ran the 26 miles from Marathon to Athens to bring the news of the victory, and collapsed and died when he got there. That was the legend anyway, and it was from his run that the organizers of the first Olympic Games in 1896 came up with the idea of a commemorative race, which they called a marathon. Here's a poem for today by Dr. Adam Posner, entitled A Podiatry Fairy Tale. This little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home, and this little piggy, well, he's sick, poor guy, got a case of the fungus, big bad trichophaton, blue hyphae under his nail, turned it to porridge, ragged like a witch's tooth or hunchback trowel, hard as an unkissed toad. Probably caught it from someone's slipper, the crystal ball of randomized, controlled, double-blind trials shows half of such nails will magically change from ugly duckling to sleeping beauty by the stroke of 12 weeks of Lamisil taken orally. It's no genie in a bottle, no knight in shining armor, just your best chance for a happy ending. A Podiatry Fairy Tale by Dr. Adam Posner, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Quercus, publisher of the new thriller Alex by Pierre Lumaitre, where even the killer isn't safe. In bookstores everywhere, Quercus, stories worth reading, books worth recommending. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.